luck on that. If you want to move to the next topic, which is the statewide fisheries plan.
The next item we have is the statewide fisheries management program and guide. This is a final agenda item. The draft statewide program and guide was presented to the Commission during the October 2018 meeting. During that meeting, several members of the public indicated that there was evidence that walleye should be classified as a native species in Montana. The Commission approved the program and guide be released for public comment and requested that the department complete an extensive review to determine the status of walleye. The initial public comment period was December 13 to January 13. At the request of the public, we extended it to February 3rd. Then at the request of our federal partners, we extended it again to February 15th. During the comment period, 330 individuals commented, representing themselves, angling groups, and government agencies. There was a total of 1,275 individual comments. Your materials include all the raw comments that we received, in addition to a summary which categorized comments into themes. There were 17 general topics that were commented on, including comments on specific water bodies, fishing regulations, recreational concerns, aquatic invasive species, habitat, and species-specific comments. 232 comments were received specifically on the walleye status issue, which was the most commented on subject. Missouri River walleye received 227 comments. 322 comments were received on water body-specific topics, 242 of which were specifically on the Missouri River. A number of changes were made to the program and guide based on the comments, and those are summarized in a table that you were provided with. Many of the changes were made to bull trout and Arctic grayling sections in the program and guide in response to comments that we received from our federal partners. Several program updates were made based on new information from the staff, the public, and other agencies. Several comments were provided on fishing regulations. Specific regulation change comments are being addressed through the regulation review process, which is currently ongoing, with proposed regulation changes coming to the Commission during the August meeting. Other comments were received specifically on the regulation setting process, which is currently on a four-year cycle. Every 4 years, an extensive scoping process occurs on the regulations. The process has been in place this way since adopted by the Commission in 2003. The reasons for the four-year process are to give new regulations time to work, to reduce time that staff devote to the process, and was also changed at the request of the Commission to provide the process with more formal structure. The public and staff can propose regulation changes at any time during the three off years. Proposals would be considered if they meet one of five criteria. The five criteria currently are clarifications, enforcement reasons, conservation, relevancy, and management plans. In the most recent past off years, we have implemented about 20 off-cycle regulation changes, examples of which include regulations in response to management plan triggers, as was the case on Canyon Ferry when you changed the walleye regulation limit recently, changes in response to unauthorized introductions, which was the case on the Kootenai River with brown trout regulation changes, and then changes in response to population changes, which an example of which is the Newland Creek Reservoir changes that you made in regarding to kokanee snagging. Many of the changes recommended during the program and guide comment period would fall under the relevancy category, which would include changes in regulations in response to significant changes in use, population abundance, ecological changes, or other social or environmental impacts. The division commits to reviewing all regulation changes when submitted by the public, and we recommend continuing to conduct the full scoping effort on the four-year cycle. The walleye status was obviously the biggest issue to arise during the public process. Before summarizing our work on the status question, I want to give thanks and credit to our warm water native species biologist, Zach Shattuck, who will be available for questions. Zach was the lead on our extensive literature review of walleye distribution and range. A detailed summary of that work was provided to the Commission on March 22nd and should also be in your materials. At this time, we conclude that there is no new information available to change the walleye status from non-native to native. However, if new information becomes available, we will review it and change our position if necessary. The results from our review were presented to the American Fisheries Society in Billings in January. During the meeting, there was good discussion, but no new information was brought out either during the meeting or afterwards. A public presentation was made in Helena on February 28th. The meeting was very well attended. There was lots of great discussion and questions, and we were provided with two additional contacts from walleye advocates. The presentation was video recorded, streamed live over Facebook, and shared with walleye experts across the nation. No new information was provided to suggest our non-native conclusion was wrong. We have since been in contact with geneticists, both in-house and externally, to identify if genomic studies could definitively answer the question. Additional sampling from walleye populations, both in Montana and the Dakotas, would be required to compare with walleye populations in known native ranges. A native species is defined as one that has historically occurred in the drainage without being introduced by humans. The understanding that walleye are non-native in Montana has long been held by notable ichthyologists. This is also not the first time this determination has been questioned, including multiple attempts through legislation to change the status. We will continue to review new information if and when it becomes available. On Tuesday of this week, we received a petition for rulemaking on walleye status. We are currently reviewing that petition. Walleye is a very important sport fish in Montana. FWP is committed to the management of walleye and values the species for its recreational importance. We encourage the public and fisheries professionals to provide us with any new information that can be used to evaluate the status of walleye. At this time, the department recommends the Commission adopt the statewide programming guide with the presented changes.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the Commission at this time? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission approve the State Fisheries Management Program and Guide 2019 to 2027.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Eileen, I have a couple questions, if I may. So the petition is we received, where legal is reviewing it to see how it applies and who has the authority. And if it comes back that there needs to be changes, then those changes would be brought back to the Commission. Is that correct?
Chairman Stuker, that is correct. The petition is currently under review. Regardless of the petition, though, if any new information comes to light that would suggest walleye should be categorized as native anywhere in the state, we will come to you at that time to suggest a change to our status.
Okay, thank you. And the other quick question I have is, this is a four-year plan with scoping on each end. I believe when you were talking about those five areas in the middle, that if there were significant public concerns in the middle of that, you would actually look at those and possibly bring some recommendation to the commission. Is that correct?
Commissioner Stuker, members of the commission, that is correct. You're referring to the four-year cycle for regulation changes. Yes, we're committed to, if any regulation changes fall within one of those categories, we will give them due consideration, and whether they come from the public or staff. And at that time, we will bring those to the commission. Our typical schedule for regulation changes is to bring those changes to you at the August meetings. That allows us time to get them finalized in October and in our booklet in time for printing in January for the next season. Obviously, if there are emergency changes, we will bring them to you at any time.
All right, thank you. Is there any further questions from the commission?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Eileen, do you see any huge discrepancies on walleye management, whether it's labeled native or non-native?
Members of the commission, Commissioner Brower, we're committed to managing walleye appropriately. Regardless of the designation, it's currently we manage it as a sport fish. Certainly there are places where it's more appropriate as a sport fish than others. Really, it's hard to say how our management would change, because it would determine on where specifically the species would be native to. Typically, species are designated native to a particular drainage. Obviously, we have lots of native species that we manage currently as sport fish. We also have native species in the state and some drainages that are not native in others. And in those cases, they may actually be managed against, you could say. You know, we have had places where we have had removal efforts on a species that is native in another part of the state.
Further questions?
Mr. Chair, and I apologize that rulemaking petition came while I was traveling for work. Was the request for rulemaking for the commission to designate walleye as a native species, or was it that tailored?
Commissioner Colton, with your permission, I'll defer that to our legal counsel.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the commission, Commissioner Colton, yes, the petition was specific to as a request to designate walleye as a native species in Montana. It actually maybe even steps back a little bit and just is requesting rulemaking so that the public can have an input on that. But in the end, what the suggestion is, rulemaking for designation of walleye as a native species.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. Becky, are you aware of any situation in which the commission has engaged in rulemaking to adjust the status of any species managed
Chair,
by us?
Chair, Commissioner Colton, no, I have not. I'm not. It is my very unofficial opinion at this point, because I haven't read through the whole thing, that this commission would not have the authority to do rulemaking to designate a species as native or non-native.
And it just pops in my head that I don't know how that would have any legal standing. I can't call a grizzly bear a black bear and
right.
Make it so. Okay, thank you.
Further questions from the commission or the director? If not, we're going to open it up for public comment, being I believe there has been some changes. So I'm going to ask if there was anyone here in Helena that would have any public comment on this issue. Seeing none, is there anyone in the regions? Oops. Please state your name and affiliation, if any, and where you're from, your address, please. Thank you.
Simply wanted to commend FWP on a few things regarding the statewide fishery management program and guide. First of all, thank you for taking all the comment you have, including our organizations, and as Eileen mentioned, the comments of U.S. Fish Wildlife Service and paying attention to those comments and including changes that we thought were important. Particularly, I want to commend Eileen and Eric and Zach on the thorough job they did on both reviewing the science, the literature, and public comment on the issues of walleye status in Montana. I've attended as many of those hearings or meetings as possible, and it was really impressive how open they were to both, again, the literature and science and public comment, and to fully support this statewide management program and guide as it is now written, and hopefully you will approve that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further public comment? Go ahead, Dale.
My name is Dale Gilbert, and I also want to, I guess, comment briefly on two issues. Number one, I really respect and appreciate the efforts of the Commission and the Department as well in the revisions that were made to the statewide plan. For the most part, I very much appreciate and support what's being brought forward. And pleased that things have happened the way they have with those things. Now, as far as a petition, and I've read the petition, and I'm not an attorney, but my understanding of the petition from the group that's presented it is basically to ask for the opportunity to have a meeting to be able to bring forward kind of the rest of the story, because what you guys have heard for the most part is in some people's minds somewhat one-sided because it supports the position of the department, but there's a whole lot more that could be heard and could be looked at. And for me, it's in fairness to the public, I think it's right that the whole story be told, and that's all I think that they're really asking for. I really don't know what the legal ramifications are, but I do know I feel very strongly that we need the opportunity to bring forward the whole story. There's a lot more out there that's not been brought forward, and I think an open book and putting it all on the table and letting everybody see it and let the chips fall where they fall is the way it needs to be. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further public comment? None here in Helena. Are there any in the regions?
Am I able to comment? Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Lance Kresge, President of Walleyes Unlimited, Gallup-Madison Chapter. I also would like just the opportunity, you know, through the petition, you know, on the legal part of it, I don't understand particularly, but just to present a little bit more of the information that we kind of have on the walleye and the status and stuff like that, you know, just that opportunity through that petition. So I guess I'm just asking that we get that opportunity to present the rest of the information that we do have. And I also thank everyone for, you know, the effort that was put into the statewide plan. That's about it. Just hopefully we get another chance to kind of present the rest. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment from any of the other regions? Seeing none, we'll come back to the commission. Does the commission have any questions, comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. I just want to echo the public's comments and applaud Eileen and her staff for what they did here. And, you know, there was some discussion earlier that the meetings weren't being held at the right times and that there was an attempt to avoid public comment. And you were very proactive in addressing that. And thanks and credit to Director Williams as well. You guys did a really, really good job engaging the public and putting this plan together. And I know it's a lot of hard work and a lot of driving around and anxiety of the meetings that you're going to go into and who's going to be there and what are they going to say and, you know, is it a full moon? Are they going to be really cranky or just sort of cranky? So thanks a bunch. It's really amazing to see the work you guys do sometimes.
I, too, would like to thank all the people that have provided input here, both from the public side and also from the Fisheries Department. I look at this as always a work in progress to some extent, and that's, I guess, what we just heard from Eileen, you know, that always the door is open to make the kind of changes that we might be talking about here if the information should come forward and present it. So I think this is a great piece of work in my mind, and it's time to move it forward.
Any other comments from the commission? Director Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to add that one of our priorities in the department right now is trying to figure out how to better engage the public, and I think this process has demonstrated that to us, that how the public wants to engage with us is changing, and it isn't always just showing up at hearings. So that we appreciate the chance to learn from this and want to do the best we can in engaging the public and are open to new ideas on how to do that as best as we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Williams. And I would like to echo the comments that were made at this table. I attended a lot of those meetings, and I saw tremendous growth in our department staff in learning to engage the public, as Director Williams said, and understanding how we needed to do that and to come forward with a plan that will probably pass the commission today, hopefully. And I hope that we continue with those efforts, which I believe we will, in engaging the public and making sure that all of those comments and concerns are addressed so that they know we're listening. Because I know when we first got into it, and I attended quite a few meetings, as I said, a lot of the individuals were not sure how to get their comments in, and I think now they are. So with that, I thank you and your staff. And if there's no further comments from the commission, I would call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.